I find it convenient to think of religion as an infectious disease passed down through families. It's not genetic, a transfer of genes. It's mimetic, a transfer of memes. The memes in this case being rituals, holiday customs, bigoted stereotypes, good advice, particular symbols, and the like, and the transfer taking place by means of church services, bedtime stories, homilies, marriages, etc., etc., etc. It's not necessarily a bad thing, and in any case, it's probably inevitable. But it's worth noting that our mimetic inheritance is considerably more fluid than our genetic inheritance. Changing a belief, for example, is easier and requires less energy than avoiding breast cancer or being a ginger, if that's the genetic hand your parents dealt you. So by extension, it's worth examining our memotype to see if there are easy edits we can implement that will make us happier and more productive. After all, what are the odds, really, that you just happen to have been born into the one particular belief system that works best for you? I mean, come on. There are about 21 major religions, each broken up into thousands of different sects, not to mention all the various philosophies and flavors of atheism and agnosticism. Do you really think that you of all people, happen to get all the numbers right in the cosmic birth lottery? Isn't it at least possible that some mimetic switch-out will increase your joy in life and make you more attractive to others? Perhaps, for example, you were raised a Methodist, but have a personality that will thrive better on the gory symbolism and flashy ritual of Catholicism or heavy metal. Or maybe you grew up a Red Sox fan, but actually have a latent liking for Hialeah. You'll never know unless you attend a frontone, or at least check out some YouTube clips of great Hialeah moments. The point is, by the time we start thinking for ourselves and making a reasonably high percentage of our own moral and ethical decisions, we've already been packed full of memes that may or may not work with our particular personality and genotype. We may, in other words, be suffering from a mismatch. In response, consider becoming a curator of memes, particularly the memes that have been attached to you by your family and other childhood influences. Catalog the variety of beliefs that you were exposed to and classify them. That is, divide them into categories that make sense to you. Perhaps you will notice patterns. You may, for example, notice that the memes passed on by one particular relative were typically quite useful, or that the religious memes from one time or place in your childhood usually make you feel sad. Really, you are probably already doing this. It's called growing up, and the process continues until we die. I only suggest that you embrace the practice a little more consciously. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.